Good evening. It is Monday, June 17, 6 p.m. It is the regular assembly meeting of the Petersburg Borough. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Donna.
Here.
Rob.
Excused.
Scott.
He will come later as soon as he can.
Thomas.
Here.
Mark.
Excused.
Jay.
Here.
Bob.
Here.
Thank you. It's now time for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes for June 3rd, 2024, assembly meeting minutes. And just to note, Scott has just joined us in person here. Can I get a motion, please, for the approval of the minutes?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Motion's been put forward by Member Stanton Greger and seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion? Hearing none? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Next is the amendment and approval of meeting agenda as presented. Could I get a motion, please?
So moved.
And a second. Thank you. Member Fine Walsh has put it forward, and Member Stan Greger has seconded it. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Next, we have public hearings. Public hearing for Ordinance 2024-11. An ordinance proposing an amendment to the Home Rule Charter of the Petersburg Borough to remove the requirement of voter ratification of changes to sales tax exemptions and directing that the proposed amendment be submitted to the qualified voters of the borough. Any public testimony regarding this ordinance should be given during this public hearing, and a copy of it may be found under Agenda Item 14B. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to step forward speaking to this? And clerk, do we have anyone on the phone or on Zoom?
We do not.
All righty, that closes the public hearing. Next, we have bid awards, Mountain View Manor Elderly Housing Entrance Repair Project. Elderly Housing Director Lopez and Ellen Murph with Horion Associates, Inc. recommend that the award of Mountain View Manor Elderly Housing Entrance Project to Steelhead Enterprises, LLC, for an amount not to exceed $65,800. Funding for this project has been appropriated within the FY 2025 borough budget. I guess this would be a just a verbal consent.
I think we should probably go ahead and do
a roll call, please. Okay. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
First, we need a motion and a second.
Oh, sorry. Yep, thanks.
I'd move to approve this bid award.
Second.
Thank you. Motion's been presented by Member Stanton Greger and seconded by Member Newman. Any discussion? All right. Hearing none. Clerk, please call the roll.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Next item, persons to be heard related to agenda. Persons wishing to share their views on any item on today's agenda may do so at this time. Is there anyone in the audience? Seeing no one, and on Zoom or phone call? Okay. Seeing none, next is persons to be heard unrelated to agenda. Persons with views on subjects not on today's agenda may share those views at this time. Same thing. We don't have anyone present, nor on the phone or on Zoom. Next, boards, commission, and committee reports. We have none. Consent agenda. Piston and Rudder Service, Inc., Tidelands Parcel T30B Lease Renewal. Piston and Rudder Service, Inc. wishes to renew their Tidelands Parcel T30B lease with the borough through June 30, 2029 at an annual rental rate of $1,632. Could I get a motion, please?
So move.
Second.
Thank you. Member Lynn has presented this, and Member Newman has seconded it. Any discussion?
I have a question for the clerk, though, on this. Was that lease updated, the value of it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments? All right. Clerk, please call the roll.
Donna?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
All right, thank you. Then we have a report of other officers. None are present tonight. The mayor's report is just this, seeking letters of interest. The Petersburg Borough is accepting letters of interest from citizens who wish to serve the community by fulfilling a vacant seat on the Public Safety Advisory Board until the October 2024 municipal election. Letters of interest should be submitted to Clerk Thompson at the Borough offices located at 12 South Nordic Drive by sending to P.O. Box 329, Petersburg, Alaska, 99833, or by emailing to dthompson@petersburgak.gov. And the next item is the manager's report. There is no written report for this meeting, and we wish Manager Giesbrecht a speedy recovery from the bug that he's contracted. Next item is number 14, unfinished business. Ordinance 2024-10 is an ordinance amending section 4.28.120 of the Petersburg Municipal Code to increase the amount of sales tax that can be collected on a single sales transaction from $72 to $300, and directing that the proposed amendment be submitted to the qualified voters of the borough. This is the third and final reading. If adopted, Ordinance 2024-10 will place a proposition on the 2024 municipal election ballot to increase the maximum taxable transaction amount from $1,200 to $5,000, resulting in an increase of the maximum collectible sales tax from $72 to $300 per single purchase of goods or services. The maximum single purchase amount to be charged sales tax was originally established in 1959 and was set at $1,000. This maximum amount has been raised only once in the past 65 years, when it was increased from $1,000 to $1,200 in 2002. Petersburg currently has the lowest maximum taxable single purchase amount in Southeast Alaska, and most other Southeast communities limit the purchase to a single item only, not to a total purchase transaction, or there is no maximum at all. If Petersburg increases its maximum taxable transaction amount to $5,000, the maximum collectible sales tax would increase to $300 and would still be one of the lowest maximums in Southeast Alaska. This proposed increase will help offset an increase to future property taxes and the loss of state funding, and to support borough services, including the Petersburg School District. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce supports this proposed increase to the maximum collectible sales tax. A letter of support is attached to this packet, along with a spreadsheet of other communities' maximum collectible sales tax. Ordinance 2024-10 was unanimously approved in its first and second readings. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Motion's been put forward by Member Stanton Gregor and seconded by Member Lynn. Any discussion? All right, hearing none. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is Ordinance 2024-11, an ordinance proposing an amendment to the Home Rule Charter of the Petersburg Borough to remove the requirement of voter ratification of changes to sales tax exemptions, and directing that the proposed amendment be submitted to the qualified voters of the borough, second reading. If approved by the Assembly in three readings, Ordinance 2024-11 will submit a ballot proposition to borough voters at the October 2024 municipal election to amend borough charter to remove the requirement of voter approval to make changes to sales tax exemptions. This exemption requirement was first put into place in 1981. The borough is aware of no other municipality in Alaska that requires voter approval to change sales tax exemptions. This amendment will not negate the requirement of voter approval of any change in the rate of the borough sales tax. Ordinance 2024-11 was unanimously approved in its first reading. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All right, thank you. Member Fine Walsh proposed the motion. Member Newman seconded it. Any discussion? Finance Director Tao, would you weigh in on this, please?
Sure. So this simply would, voting yes on this is to approve putting the ballot on a proposition asking if the voters want to amend the charter to allow the Assembly to be able to make changes themselves. The City Council in 1981, prior to that, used to be able to do this. And then in 1981, it was voted that it would be a vote of the public to make a change to sales tax exemption. As we are aware, this is the only municipality that does this in Alaska. It really ties the assembly's hands on being able to do anything, pivot quickly in case of, you know, a state funding losses like we're seeing with the school district. Like, for instance, this sales tax cap that you just voted on in the third reading, you're just voting to put that on the ballot now. The voters have to approve it. And so it's a long process. And to change it back to letting the assembly to decide on exemptions would speed things up a little bit. This would not change property tax exemptions. Those would still need to go to the voters. And those are pretty much mandated by the state. They regulate those, like the senior citizen property tax exemption. That's mandated by the state. That's not going to be changed. The state does have some optional property tax exemptions that the borough could do, and we do some of them. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. So this just has to do with sales tax exemptions, not property tax exemptions. I just want to make that clear.
I read the code, and there are a number of exemptions.
We have a lot of exemptions.
Yes.
And I don't run a business, but I would imagine some of them are pretty hard to keep track of.
Right? Yes. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
For myself, the fact that we are one of the only municipalities in the state that still has this requirement, I think that's great. It kind of sets Petersburg apart. And rather than just jumping on the bandwagon because everybody else is doing it, I think that's good to proceed with caution. Is there any other discussion? Comments? So this in essence, just allows this proposition to go before the voters.
Right, and they'll get to decide.
Okay, it does nothing presently until the vote is taken back in October.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, Member Nguyen.
I'm just curious, do we have any knowledge of the rationale of why they changed it in 1981?
Well, I looked back in September before the election by resolution. It was voted, there was a specialist council meeting to put it on the ballot. The minutes are very brief. It doesn't give a reason. It doesn't even say whose idea it was. It wasn't an initiative or anything that I'm aware of. So it's hard to tell.
Okay. If there is no further discussion, Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Jay?
Yes.
Scott? Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you. That passed 5-0. Next is item 15 under new business A, resolution 2024-10, a resolution amending Island Refrigeration LLC's contract of sale for purchase of a borough Tidelands parcel described as Petersburg Port Authority storage area according to plats 2000-6 and 2000-5, parcel ID 01-0100-035 to allow 90 additional calendar days for the purchase price to be paid in full. Island Refrigeration LLC is requesting an extension of the payment in full deadline for purchase of borough parcel, so named above, from July 15, 2024 to October 13, 2024. The company makes the request to allow for composition of a detailed site development and business plan to be delivered to and approved by their financial partners during the company's busiest time of year. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Member Stanton-Greger put forward the motion. Member Nguyen seconded it. Is there any discussion? Member Lynn.
Yeah, I've been looking and thinking about this. We've given Mr. Brock quite a long time. We've reduced the price on it. I'll vote for an additional 90 days, but any beyond that, I will not vote to agree to this. If we went beyond that, I think we've been bent over backwards in trying to help an individual, in my opinion.
Thank you. Any other comments? Member Stanton-Greger.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'll be voting for this tonight. I was trying to find if I had a compelling reason not to. I think Member Lynn said that well. 90-day extension seems reasonable at this point. We have made accommodations for Mr. Snyder and his company in this process. Having dealt with Mr. Snyder, and he's been very above board with the Assembly, I think at this point 90 days seems prudent to vote for it, so I will be. Thank you.
Any other comments? All right, I myself would concur with what has been said, and I appreciate Mr. Snyder's very open details and information that he's been able to share with the Assembly. So moving forward, Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Thank you. Motion passes 5-0. Next item is Public Works Dump Truck Number 64 Replacement Award. Public Works Director Cotta recommends approval to purchase a new International HX620 with dump body to replace the Public Works 64 dump truck. RWC Group has quoted $243,958.22 for the vehicle with shipping to Petersburg. $250,000 was budgeted in the FY 2024 Motor Pool Public Works Replacement Fund approved by the Assembly. Could I get a motion, please?
So moved. Second.
Thank you. Member Newman put forward the motion. Member Fine, Stanton Greger seconded it. And is there any discussion?
Yeah, briefly, if I may.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Director Cotta for a thorough memo, as it states. This was budgeted for, which we voted for and approved. And I'm glad to see it came in under budget. Glad to vote for this.
Director Cotta, would you, in a nutshell, recap your memo, please?
Sure. During each budget process, we evaluate a number of pieces of equipment. And depending on proposed lifespan and whether that equipment's been extended before this budget year, number 64, the dump truck in question was evaluated and found to be in need of replacement. This is a 2004 model truck. It was originally slated to have a 15-year lifespan. It's been extended a couple of times due to being in good condition. In recent years, it's developed a number of problems. The body has a lot of patches and corrosion and issues. The suspension has a lot of issues. The transmission has had a number of issues and actually caused the truck to be out of service one winter. Since this is our dedicated street sanding unit, that caused us some problems. We were able to switch the sander to the other full-size dump truck that we have, but that low reliability is an indicator that, you know, we need to replace something. So a number of factors went into the decision to recommend replacement, and so we put together a budget which we've been able to keep under, and I feel like this is a real good candidate for replacement, so hopefully the Assembly will approve that.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Cotta or amongst each other? Okay, thank you. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Scott?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes 5-0. Any communications could be found in the packet. Next item, Assembly discussion items. Are there any discussion items Assembly would like to bring forward? All right, seeing none, Assembly member comments. Member Stan Greger.
Thank you. Here we are in June. I wanted to make a request of the public about volunteerism. You know, we talk about our EMS, Search and Rescue Fire Department, EMS in particular being very low on numbers, a potentially critical mass. We've heard that from a number of people. Whether it be that or some other way, I think volunteering is a great way we can all be a part of helping the community, whether it be a very in the forefront, such as EMS, Humane Society, library, or as we're getting closer to October, running for public office and dedicating your time for public service, whether it be for the Assembly, Public Safety Board, as we discussed during the Mayor's Report. Those of you who are considering any level of public service, whether it be formal, such as the Assembly or one of the boards, to or just volunteering in the community, I would highly encourage you to do so, because that is one of the many things that helps our community be as great as it is. So there is my plea, and I'll say it again as we get closer to October also. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, recognitions. Seeing none, looks like it's time to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.